Okay, so this week's parsha, parsha's Truma. So the first pasuk, the first pasuk says, "V'yivku li Truma," which Rashi says, "Li is l'shmi." So we're going to talk about the sugya of matnas aniyim, giving tzedakah. You know, Truma kind of reminds us of giving tzedakah. Not only that, but there's an interesting gemara. The gemara says that. The first Rashi says the yikhu li truma li lishmi. So there's a Gemara in Saita. I believe it's in Saita that says that if somebody doesn't give tzedakah, then they're going to end up having to give having to bring their wife to drink the Saita waters. And we know that in the Saita waters, you put in Hashem's name, and it gets dissolved. So, in this, they bring this pasuk, it says, V'yichu li truma, Rashi says, li lishmi, to tell you that, take truma for my name. Because if you don't give tzedakah, then Hashem's name will be erased. So as I say, you see that you should give tzedakah so for Hashem's name, so Hashem's name wouldn't be erased.
Because I missed the hard tzedakah
The Gemara says that if you don't give tzedakah, then you'll end up having to bring your wife as a saita.
Okay, yeah.
So he's saying li lishmi is to save Hashem's name from being destroyed. Okay, so it has to do with matnas aniyim. So let's talk a little bit about matnas aniyim. So the Gemara in the Darm, it's on the first page of the Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about yodais. So this is still fresh in everyone's mind. We know there's a certain way to make a neder, or whatever you're doing. Let's say it's kedushin, whatever it is. When you have to say a specific lashon, and so a yad is when you don't say the whole lashon; you only say part of the lashon. But we kind of know where you're going. So there's a yad, she'ena mechiach, a yad mechiach. But this gemara, we'll try to keep it as simple as possible. So the top of the gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, yesh yad letzaka. You see, it's the last two words on the line of the top line. Yesh yad letzaka, or ein yad letzaka. The Gemara before was talking about all the different areas where you can possibly use a yad. So here the Gemara says, yesh yad letzaka, ein yad letzaka. Are there yadas when it comes to tzaka? Hey chidan, what's the case? Ilei madamer hadein zuzu letzaka. If a guy says, this money should be for tzaka, vehadein nami. So he's got two piles of money. He says, this pile should be for tzaka, and this also. So he didn't say when he said this also, he doesn't say this also for tzedakah, he just said this also. So the Gemara says, if that's what we're talking about, that's not even the yad, that's pashat that he's giving the second pile to tzedakah. He said this one also. Ela kegoyin da amar hadein v'lo yamar nami. He said, and this, but he didn't say, and this one also. So my, what's he doing? Hadein nami tzedakah kamar? Is he saying that this one what? This one also should be for tzedakah. So it's like a yad. It starts off saying this. What do you mean this? This also for tzedakah. No, he means to like separate. It's like this one's for tzedakah and this, I guess not for tzedakah. This one's not for tzedakah. So it's like he's got two piles. That's all he's got. This should be for tzedakah and this one, okay, this one won't be for tzedakah. So is that what he means to say? So, he never finished off his lashon. So mi aminon, there is a hekesh from tzedakah to karbanis. So mi aminon, even the ishkas to karbanis that said b'fichazu tzedakah, my karbanis yesh lahen yad, apsak yesh lahen yad. Just like karbanis, there is the parsha of yadis. Now, if you had the parsha of yadis by tzedakah, then this would be considered a yad, and it would be we would assume that what you're saying is that you wanted to go for tzedakah. So is there a parsha of yadus by tzedakah? Because there's a hekesh to karbanos, and just like karbanos have yadus, so too tzedakah. I don't know about ta'achud iskish. No, it's only a hekesh b'negei about ta'achud. But not for all dinim that have our karbanos do apply by tzedakah. Okay, so
about
ta'achud is if you're delaying, in the same way you're delaying and bringing a karban, so you can be over the in isra about ta'achud if you say you're going to give tzedakah and you don't end up giving it up until a certain time. Okay, so, but that's just one halacha by Nedarim. It's not like everything. You know, the first thought is that just like Karbanis, that, you know, that whenever it applies to karbanos, which is yadis, so too should apply to by tzedakah. Okay, at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to go through here, and the Gemara is going to end up as a shiloh. It's not placed in the shiloh, so that's where we're left off. So let's take a look at the Ran. Okay, and we'll start with the Ran. So the Ran says, "L'inyan halach." All the near the top, it says "l'inyan halacha." So now we're left off with the shiloh. So let's see how the Gemara passes the Ran passes halacha. You have it?
Yep.
L'inyan halacha is like the sixth line,
fifth
line down from where it gets skinny. L'inyan halacha is the fourth line. Okay. L'inyan halacha. B'kedushin aktin l'chumra. So b'kedushin you go l'chumra. D'yesh yad. The kivin the boy la'ifshita havli speak of the rise of l'chumra. Okay. But payut tzedakah. Now this is what we're talking. Payut tzedakah. So we're talking about tzedakah. Payut tzedakah. Cost of a rajbazal. The rajba holds. Nami does little l'chumra. Now we also go l'chumra. Kivon the sulk of a teku. Since we ended off with a teku, so we go l'chumra. Awesome. V'chein kosev her and banzal. Bel chesed. The Rabban also holds that. And here you're just going to get a little iffy with the lashon here, but don't let it throw you off. Okay, so v'chein kosev her and banzal bel chesed. D'boyin did tzedakah like ifshi behadyeh. Because the shiloh tzedakah is not paishav. It wasn't ever answered. The sugin the yesh yabat stakah, and also the sugya of yesh yabat stakah. The kaimulanami, and the second reason is okay. If the first reason just leave for a second. The second reason is the chol teku the isura lachumra. Anytime you have a suffix isura, you have a teku which is a suffix isura, so you go lachumra. Okay, so then the Ran explains my daomers out the sugin the yesh yabat stakah hainu mishum the karmina and tipsalayma. What he means by that first tarot is that since this is a lashon of an imtim tzalaymer, the Gemara later on will say imtim tzalaymer that there is a yad by tzedakah. So what the Ramban means when his first tarot, which is, seems a little interesting, the lashon, what he means, Dr. Ran means that since there was an imtim tzalaymer, the karmina the imtim tzalaymer yesh yad tzedakah. V'zeh efshu hadel for Rambam zal. This is like the Rambam. We know that the Rambam always paskins like an imtim tzalaymer. When the Gemara has a shiloh, and the Gemara says, "Well, let's say one side, and it doesn't never push the shiloh," the Rambam always passes like the intim salima. So he's saying maybe the Ramban also he held like the Rambam that you pass like the intim salima. So it's just like here intim salima that is a yesh yad tzedaka. So that's how he's going to paskin. And then the second reason is no, because since it's the isura, it's a chumra. There we go, a chumra. Okay. Then the Ran's going to ask two questions. So instead of reading it inside the Ran, we're going to go straight to the sources which he asks from. And he asks in two Gemaras. Okay, so let's start with the Gemara Nechulin, which is the next page. And we're going to skip around just a little bit because, you know, I don't want to get bogged down with. The Gemara goes on a little tangent here, but we'll just try to cut straight to the point. So the Mishnah over here, and this is on Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Gershon is Gair. Okay, now the halacha is that when you shech the para, you have to give matnas kahuna. So aside from the chaz of a shaykh, you also have to give other matnas kahuna. So a gershon is it's only applies to when you're a yid, obviously, right? So gershon is gayer, v'haisalai parah nishchita. So a ger is nizgayer, but he already shechted the para before he was in the gayer. Actually, nizgayer pot. So before he was Megayer, he shechted the para. So then even afterwards, he's not going to be Mechoyiv to give Manas Kahuna. Okay? Mishin is Gayer, but once he is Megayer, Chayiv. Sofik, let's say you're Mesofik, Pater. Shehamoitzi mechaveiroi olvaraya. So if you're Mesofik, what happens? So then the Kayin is the way. The Kayin wants to go be Moitzi, the Manas Kahuna from the Ger. He has to bring a Raya. Right, that's the halach. We always have Moisim and Chavayel.
What would be the raya? What would he bring? What would his...
Exactly. So, he'd have to bring a raya. That he was right. That, yeah. you get the, exactly the time.
Video
that,
camera. Is not
right.
Or
Aiden, whatever. Yeah, whatever it is. I mean, he just has to bring a raya that it was shechted after he was Megayer.
Okay.
So the Gemara says like this. Ki Asra Abdimi Amar Rami Lay Rabbi Shimon Ben Lachis Rabbi Yechman. So he has a kash like this. Tanan, the Mishnah said, Safik Potter. We see that Safik Potter, Amos, Feiko Lakula. So you see that anytime you have a Safik, you go Lakula. For a minute, we have a kasha. Everyone familiar with leket? Right, when somebody is collecting all the grain in this field, so the halacha is that if you forget, you know, you're collecting all things, it's something you forgot, so you got to leave that to the goat. You leave that to the ani. So chayre hanemalim is, let's say you have these ant holes, and the kama, the stalks are really deep into the ant in the ant holes. So chayre hanemalim shabesoicha kama. They belong to the balabais. But after you cut, after the guy harvested the grain, so then it works like this. So the top ones will assume are the leket. We'll assume that the top, on the top of the anthills and the ant holes, those the guy forgot about. But the ones really deep inside, that the ants probably took from before. So that's not leket. That belongs to the balabais. So he says, "Shalachra koytzim hal yoyim la'aniim etachtaim shal balabais." Remeir amer hakol la'aniim shesafik leket leket. No, since everything goes to the aniim, because a safik leket is considered leket. So this is the kasha that he's asking. The kasha is asking is, you just told me that matnas kahuna, or the guy is mechuyev to give matnas kahuna, but when is the safik? The kain has to be Moshe Mechavei Elvaraya. So why don't you say the same thing by an Ani? An Ani should have to bring a Raya. What's Pshat and Remeir? Okay, so now we're going to skip, because the Gemara goes on a little tangent. I'm going to go down to Amar Rava. Okay, it's the first wide line. And this is really where the Teretz is given. Amar Rava. Hacha is different. Hacha para becheskas petura kaima. Here, the para, right, is becheskas petura. Why? Because it has a chazaka that you're putter from matnas kahuna. Right? Why? Because the guy is bechazaka that he's a guy. So when he's a guy, the para, you do not have to give matnas kahuna. So it's becheskas petura. So now it's becheskas petura. So if the kain wants to come take it, he has to bring a riot. But ptura kaima, kama becheskes kiyuva kaima. The kama, the guy has harvested the field, so it's becheskes kiyuva. There's a cheskes kiyuva that you have to give leket. You have to leave the leket. So that chazaka is a kiyuva that you have to give it. So there's much less of a burden on the ani than there is on the kain. That's the Gemara's tares. Yeah. Doctor Rava, hacha para becheskes ptura, a para is becheskes petura. Rashi, if you want to see, Rashi says, a little, if you want to, about five lines into the wide lines. Para, zok Rashi, kishen noilid lecha safik ze, b'matnusel, v'atam amida aches kasa harishayna. When the safik was noilid, and you leave it on its first chazaka, harei petura. Shar becheskes shalavik acham haise menes, because it was becheskes that it was the guys. Kama, since it's Yisrael's, it's always oimid for leket, so therefore it's becheskes chiyuv. Yeah, so that's how the Gemara answers the question.
So there would be the opposite. The Baal Bais would have to bring a raya that he forgot it there.
Right.
So it's like almost becheskes
dani.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's almost like becheskes dani. So that's the difference. Okay. Zok the Ran, Frek the Ran and the Rajba, you're telling me, right? You're telling me that the reason why in the Darim, when a guy has, we have a suffix whether the guy made a neder to give tzedakah. So you're saying that since it's a suffix Yisura, it's a suffix of Isser, matnes, so what he's saying, suffix matnes aniyim is a suffix Isser, so therefore you have to be machmer, right? And that's why you have to be machmer. Here we had a kasha, a goy's para, and he was megayer, and he has a kasha from leket, right? It's a kasha from leket, that leket goes to the ani. So like the Ran, if you hold like the Rajba, that an ani, the sofik matnas aniyim, is a sofik iser, It's not like a regular Suffolk Mammon. And therefore you have to be Machmer. That's what the Gemara should have answered. The Gemara should have answered that here, when you have a Suffolk, here when there's a Suffolk para, the para is a Suffolk Mammon. So that's why we're going to say Hamaisim Chavei L'Varayah. It stays where it's at. The Kohen has to bring a Raya. Right? The para was by the Ger. You want to go and bring out, take out the Matnas Kahuna to give to the Kohen? But you're trying to be Maitzi Mammon, right? There's no Issa there, you're trying to be Maitzi Mammon. So on that you'll say Maitzi Mechavei L'Varayah. But here you have a Suffolk whether this is Leket. So that should be a Suffolk Yisura. The same way that in the Dharam, the Raj was saying that any Suffolk Matnas Aniyim is considered a Suffolk Yisura. So and you have to be Machmer. So that's why Suffolk Leket is Leket. That's what the Gemara should have answered. The Gemara should have answered, no, what's the Kasha from Leket? Leket, Suffolk Yisura.
The Homo, by the case...
The way the Ran's learning the Rajva is that since you have a suffix whether the guy is mechuyif to give tzedakah, right? Okay. So the tzedakah, he said that that's a suffix yisura. If you look, he says it. The chol teku di yisura lechumra.
It's a suffix general. He's going to have a pretty general cloud. Not like, in our Gemara over here, we're very specific on exactly the case why it's a chazaka one way or the other.
Yeah. So he's saying, what do you need the whole parrot for? Forget about the whole parrot.
Just say it's a selfish.
Just say that one's a selfish yisur, one's a selfish mammon. Selfish mammon by the para of Aliyah. We always say, Amaitzim Mechabe Levariah. But when you have a selfish yisur, the Rashi just said that you always go to Chumra. So over here you have a selfish lekin, of course it goes to the Ani because the selfish yisur goes to Chumra.
Why is
selfish yisur
a selfish
yisur
not a mammon?
By what? Leket?
Yeah.
Because it's an Isser. There's an Isser of...
If
you
leave.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm jumping the gun. Okay. The reason why, right now, is because the Raj was learning that any Suffolk Matnas Aniyim is an Isser. That's the way the Raj's learning. Okay. And you have a Suffolk Matnas Aniyim. You have a Suffolk whether you're Mechuyif to give tzedakah. That's called a Suffolk Isser.
Okay.
It's not called a regular Suffolk Matnas.
Okay.
Right, and that's about we're going to ask that question. Okay. But so he's... But right now...
If I would have a chazakah... If I would have a chazakah going the opposite way, that would be like a you wouldn't say safik yisura l'chumra.
Okay, but I'm saying by the ani also over here, it's in the Gemara and the Dharma, right? I have the money.
I'm saying the Gemara is answering that the leket is becheskas ani. That's the Gemara's teretz. I'm saying if you didn't have that teretz, so maybe the safik yisur wouldn't be enough because then I would have a chazakah going the opposite way. I would have a chazakah that it's the baal bais, that it's not.
So, but and
it would be more than a suffix. Would be betzim stronger that it's not moment.
No, but here it was so by nedarim, right? The money's mine. So I have a cheskes that the money's mine, and now the suffix is whether I'm a chleif to give the money.
So there,
the Rajba says that you have to give it.
But first of all, there not necessarily. I mean, you have a chazak. You were saying, you have a chazak. The money's yours. Well, by the case of yadois.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I mean, the money's there. The shayla is whether we should give to the ani. The Rajva learns that this is something. Right? The Rajva learns this is something, yes sir? And that's one of the kashas he asks. That's basically, I think he asked two questions, but I think that's the Sharka kasha. And now that, two lines later, he's going to say this exact teretz. Look, Amay Abaya. So, you asked me that, he has another kasha. Haray Isa Nasa Sachalin is Gayer. Potem in Hachalo. Mishin is Gayer, Chayev. So you have, whether you mechuyev in Chalav. Chalav is a really, Chomer Isser. So, if it's before he's in Gaya Potter, after he's in Gaya, it's Chayiv. Sofik Chayiv. So, I Sofik Chayiv. So, I Chayiv to give. So, that's the Kashi Yes on the Mishnah. Amalei, Sofik Yisur L'chumra, Sofik Mayin L'kula. See, here, Mamash here, this, no, that's, Chala is a Sofik Yisur, so Sofik is a L'chumra. But our Mishnah is a Sofik Mamin, so Sofik Mayin L'kula. So, back to Ron, you just said the Teretz a second later, why don't you just say the Teretz here? Obviously, this Rajba is mistaken. That's one kasha the Ran asked on the Rajva and the Ramah. Okay.
What do you mean he's mistaken that Manas Aniyim is called?
He doesn't use it by there.
I'm saying he's mistaken that Manas Aniyim is called.
It's a Suffolk Yisur, right? And that's why the Ran's going to eventually be chaylik and say no. Suffolk Manas Aniyim is a Suffolk Memayna, not a Suffolk Yisur. Yeah.
Okay. What is the Rajva would be talking about?
What Isur is he talking about?
Yeah. What would be the second case that the Rajba held it was?
I don't know. I mean, by Nadarm, it could be, you see, I mean, by Nadarm, you could say that the Safek Yisrael maybe is this or by Yaakov.
No.
But, I mean, this, it doesn't seem that that's what Aaron's learning. I don't know, it wasn't... I don't know why he's calling it a Safek Yisrael. I mean, I guess Kipshuta is because it's by Yaakov. Here the Shaila is what it's in the Neder now. But then it shouldn't apply to all...
Then it wouldn't be the round, then the round wouldn't have a kasha.
Because it wouldn't... Right.
Sounds like
he's holding, yeah. Sounds like he's just holding by...
Tzedakah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one kasha that he asked. Let's go to the next kasha. We'll deal with each one. Separately, if I remember. Then he asked from a Gemara in Yuma, which is the next one. The Gemara in Yuma starts. I got two pages on one page there. The Gemara in Yuma starts on the bottom of Amud Beis, Chasam Beis, which is the third line from the bottom. Tananos. Hanachtumin loychaibu oisam chachamim lahafrish elatumas maisa v'chalav. The only time that you have people that buy grain, the nachtumim are the bakers, so they buy the grain from Amoratzin. So we don't know whether they took off truma or meiser or whatever. So what do they have to do? The chum or mechay? The only mechay have to take off trumas meiser and chala. So Gemara says, "Bishlam a truma gedayla." I understand why they did not have to give off truma gedayla. The Tanya, l'fisha shalcha fol guli sol v'rosh aid mafish and ela truma gedayla l'vav. Because we saw that even amaratim are mafish truma gedayla. So there's no problem that they have to take off truma gedayla. Meiser rishon and meiser oni nami loy. Hamoitzi mechaveir el v'rayah. Ma'aser rishon, ma'aser ani. Hamoitzi mechaveir el v'rayah. Because the ani wants to take it out from the guy, right? The ani ma'aser ani. So the ani is the guy that has to bring a riot. Yeah. So can you see what the ram's kash is about to be?
Yeah,
the higher
you see
the higher. Yeah, well, if it's a safek yisura. What do you mean? You have to give it to the ani. Yeah, so that's the two kashas that he has. Yeah. Okay, so, and that's why they're on chiluk. Yeah.
I think of one chiluk, I just don't know if it makes a difference. By the case of tzedakah by the others, so there the pshat is he already made. He's over here the pshat is b'chlal. Like let's say this case is it b'chlal a chiyuv at all of ma'aser ani at all? You could say ma'aser mechaveir l'v'raya. But over there we already zichur know he made one thing tzedakah. The pshat is if the other one's also. So maybe there it's like a little more mechiyach that the second one is tzedakah also. That already has a din of suffik gister. I don't know if that's a good.
Because
the case of Yodis where
yeah.
The Rashi says
because he said made one already tzedakah.
Because he already made one, so it's. You have already a shtickle like chacho. It's already like bends the thing a little bit more to make it starker that the second one is tzedakah also. We don't know 100%. We're mm-hmm. still big, but there's already the zikr chaloy tzedakah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying it's a chilek. I don't know if it's a mechalek.
I hear.
Well, the question is, would that be good more iser? In other words, you're saying that Tzad, why maybe he means tzedakah over there more than
right,
here.
Right, why should that make him more iser?
The question is it called the Safek Yisur or is it called the Safek
Yisur? Right, why should it change the status of what the Safek is? Yeah, okay,
that's why. Okay, so Ben Negei Achulin, the thing that they brought from Lekhet, right? So this Kasha I actually saw. So I was brought down to Berkus Avraham. He asked that, he said, what's the Raya from the Ran? The Ran's learning that Leket, obviously the Suffolk Leket is considered a Suffolk Mammon. Right? This whole, this Araya from here that it can't be Suffolk Yisroel because the Gemara didn't answer that, right? That was basically, I think, it's Shtarker's Kasha. There's no Shtarker Kasha.
More than this over here?
No, I mean, but again, Chulin. He asked two questions from Chulin. From Chulin. Okay? So if Frank Vickers wrote, Leket, there's an Isser. There's an Isser by Leket. Loisa Lake, right? There's a regular issue in the Torah. Whatever. I forgot exactly what the lashon is, but there's an issue to not leave leket. So how can the Ran say, oh, I hold that a suffik leket is considered a suffik mamayna? How can it be a suffik mamayna? There's a first issue in the Torah.
It's only leket if he leaves it.
if he doesn't leave it. No, if he doesn't leave it.
It's his mammon, as he's gathering. Anything he leaves now
right.
could be involved in the subject mammon still.
Because, no, but once, but there's...
Because it might not be leket.
I hear, but there's also an isser. You're playing with an isser. That's his point.
Yeah, there's an isser and vow. Everything has an isser and vow somehow. No.
Yeah, eventually there's an isser.
So much tzedakah is baal tachar, if it's tzedakah.
Right.
He doesn't seem... Yeah, I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, I'm asking. That's not asking. Yeah.
If it's leket, it's...
So that's...
If it's leket...
So that's how he seems feeling. That's what he's like. He said, I understand the Ran's kasha b'chal, the Ran's kasha b'chal and the Rajba. Here you're handling a nether. You're handling whether the isser baal yach was going to be chal or not. Right? Forget. The Ran seems to be learning, and this is the way that I think that the Achorinim learn. The Ran seems to be learning that he's ignoring all the Yisurim that are involved. He's just looking at Matnas Anim itself. You know, suffix whether you have to give tzedakah. You don't look at how he came to that suffix. You just look at that, oh, he's got this money that's in suffix now, whether it goes to the Nani. That's called suffix Yisurim. And the Chayyim, the Rajbah is a more of a local thing. It's a local by Nadarim. There's a shiloh of whether he's going to be over by Yachal. If it's considered a nether, he'll be over by Yachal. So that's that should be a suffix yisura.
Not because of the stuck part, but because
Yachal is an iser. So bizarre, and so is Lakin. Then it's no kasha from there. Right? I is kasha that I have suffix yisura to be mechalik. That one's a suffix isser, one's a suffix mammon. Right? Why didn't the Gemara answer that question? I don't know. I don't know why the Gemara chose this teretz more than the other teretz. But how can you ignore the isser of leket and say it's a suffix mammon? The Ran learns at the end. If you look, might look back at your first page. At the end, he just says, therefore, I'm not masking, and therefore he goes that it's mammon. So that's one of the kashas they ask in the Ran. Now what about the Gemara? What it's saying? So maybe it's not such a stark arayah from Chulin. What about the Gemara in Yuma? Right, the Gemara in Yuma said Ma'aser Ani, right? Ma'aser Mechavei Alvaraya. So if it's a Safek Mamayna, so you see, it's a Safek Mamayna. Otherwise, you wouldn't say Ma'aser Mechavei Alvaraya, right? So just, and that's Mamash HaDaran asked the Kashan.
Okay, Ran
says
Ma'aser is different than Leket, though.
What?
Just by nature, Ma'aser is different than Leket. Because Ma'aser, it's from you, and you actually have to give. By leket, it's something that is—it's a very strange isser that.
I mean, it's also from you, and also
right, but it's not on purpose necessarily.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying maaser ani is more something that you're mafresh.
Yeah, maaser is something you actually have to give. Maaser ani, maaser right.
Leket is something you forgot.
Leket is something you forgot. It's part of the process that it evolves from your process of gathering.
So you're saying the chilek. Okay.
So the chilek is that. Over here, maaser ani, maaser sheni.
But how are we going to get back to the dark? That's the Rajma seems to say by when a guy we have a suffix whether this is a nether or not. The Ran says that the Rajma holds it's a suffix yisura, and he asked him Kashan Yuma that here it seems clear that it's a suffix mamayna because it's a mice the Gemara says a mice in the chayvei
levaraya. Well, because like he's saying, you entered an area of the Dharm. He's saying it's only because of this that we have this question.
Uh huh.
Because he assigned something.
Yeah, I hear. So you're saying that by the Dharma over here, the Shai is that by Yachal, you have an Isser by
yes.
Yachal. By Maisarani, what's the problem? What's the Isser? This is just the Gezlanian. And he doesn't, and the Gemara, and here, doesn't seem to be so bothered with Gezlanian. Doesn't seem that Gezel would be a problem of Safik Yisura. Okay, but I just want to say maybe a few svaras here. So the first of all, okay. So the Ran seems to be learning
so
that.
Just for one second, Pashup Shat Chulin. Your main kasha is from because once the Gemara answers Safik Yisur the Chumro.
No, the Gemara answered the whole Chazakah thing. Right? The kasha was from Parah to Leket.
No, after the next
The next kasha was from Chala to Leket. From Chala
right,
to Parah.
The Gemara saying Safek Yisur the Chumra, the Chala is.
Chala is a Safek Yisur, and
yeah.
Parah is a Safek Mamayna.
And Parah is a Safek Mamayna.
So
why? The Gemara is already using that, so we should use that for.
Why can we use that a second before?
And say what?
And say that by Leket is a Safek Yisur.
Got it. Okay, good.
Fine. So that's the Ran's kasha. Okay, but the Ran also says. The Ran also says that his raya is that since we say the svar of amaisim chaver v'raya, so it has to be that it's a suffik malayim. We wouldn't say amaisim chaver v'raya by a suffik iser. So I just want to maybe we'll play with this svar a little bit. There's a chakira. See, do the chakira by amaisim. What's the pshat of amaisim chaver v'raya? Is the pshat of amaisim chaver v'raya that the fact that I'm a mukzik and you're trying to be mighty for me, the fact that I'm a mukzik shows it's a raya that it's mine. So I have a raya that it's mine, and you're trying to be mighty for me, you have to at least bring a raya that it's yours. Right? Anan sadi ma'ad tafas ha'adilei, right? That's that. What's the pshat of mighty mechav raya? Yeah? When I'm mukzik, it's a raya that it's mine, and since you're trying to be mighty, you have to bring a raya to get it out of mine. Or is the pshat that no, the mukzik doesn't say that it's mine, but when you try to come and be mites to things from people, you have to bring a raya. Nothing to do with that. The fact that I'm muslik shows that it's mine.
And this happens to be in your...
It happens to be by me, but you want to come and change the status of something. You want to change the status of this thing that's sitting in my property and you want to take it to yours, you got to bring a raya. But the fact that I'm muslik doesn't show that it's mine. So I think that most
people... Yeah, Pashas, no. Isn't Pashas the muslik just says you keep it in... You keep it like static.
I don't know. I mean, you know the first you know Shine Lights on the Talus, right? Non sadi, my the toughest high delay, my toughest high delay, right? It's a non sadi that what I'm holding on to is mine. It's a non sadi, and I think that's how most Rishonim go. The fact that I'm holding it shows it's a raya that it's mine. But maybe if you hold that no, Mitzvah Chaver Avraya is not that it's a raya. The fact that I'm a Muslim doesn't mean that it's mine. It just means you're trying to change the status, so then you have to bring a raya. So then it could be that by a suffix iser you'd say that Maitzim Mechavil Avarai. Why can't you apply Maitzim Mechavil Avarai even by a suffix iser? The Rambam's learning for Davar Pashit that the only time you say Maitzim Mechavil Avarai is by Mammon. And you have a suffix Mammon, and then you can apply Maitzim Mechavil Avarai. And I would imagine, because since the Shail is Mammon, and the fact that I'm a Mukzik shows that the Mammon's mine, so you want to be Maitzi, so then, but in iser, what is it, the Chazaka that it's mean doesn't mean anything, it's a suffix iser.
No, because suffix iser, the Chumrah, we don't want to be over an iser. We don't want there to be an iser.
That's the pashup shot, right? The pashup shot is that when you have a suffix, so you don't want to be over this, so therefore you give it, because we're going to chumrah. But I'm just saying that it could be you can... Maybe there is a svar, but mitzvah mechavel rai, even by a suffix iser. I'm just trying to get him out of the kashan yuma. Maybe you're right, the reason why normally when you have a suffix iser, you have to go ahead and give it, because you don't want to be over the iser. But if let's say you say matnas anim is for some reason a suffix isur, I can't pinpoint an iser, right? We're having trouble pinpointing an iser. But for some reason, let's say you say that mamun anim, suffix matnas anim is an iser, is a suffix iser. Maybe you can still apply maitzim chavel v'raya, because you're trying to change it. So you're trying to take this money. You have to bring a raya. The fact that I'm holding it is not a raya. It doesn't matter if it's not a raya that it's mine. You're trying to change the status. You got to bring a raya. So maybe that's the machlekes, the rod and the rod. And Shulchan Aruch says, I don't know if I printed this. Did I? Oh yeah, I did. So number one is that if you take a look, if you see where Siv Vav is, did I cut off where it says Siv Vav? No, right? If you look opposite Siv, this is a long shach here. As you see, Yaakov would like to see the whole shach. But if you take a look opposite this shach and go a few lines down, Chada the hektish aniim mamen ba'almahu ve'amrinu lahu icy raya ushkoilu.
Where are you, Mike?
Which side of the
shach?
I'm on the right side of the shach. Sorry. If you take vav and you go across right next to it,
yeah.
Right next to vav,
yeah.
And you go one line down, Chada. Actually, you know what? Go two lines above him. It says, the hain.
Yes.
See that? The hain ain't my team, the other elabariah. The afapish is a suffic hektish. Here he's talking about a case of suffic hektish. Ain't I'm by staking the isura lachumra. Chada the hektish aniim mamin ba'amahu. The amir lahu, I see raya ushkailu. So I don't know if this is a riot what I'm saying, that the Rajbir, he's bringing down the Rajbir. It's a riot that he's not saying that the fact that one person is a Muslim, so therefore it's a riot that it's mine. He's saying that since it's Mamun Aniyim, So the, since it's mamen, so the aniyim have to go and bring a raya. The burden's on the aniyim. I don't know if it's a diuk b'chlal, but I'm just trying to get out that maybe the Rajba holds that the inyan of muchzik is not a raya that it's mine, but it's just that there's a burden on the mitzvah that the person trying to be mitzvah to bring a raya. Now the main reason I'm bringing down the shach over here, and we're not going to have time to really see it, but because this right, we have this machlekes between the Ran and the Rajba. Okay, the Ran holds that Safek Madnas Anim is a Safek Mammon, and the Rajba holds the Safek Madnas Anim is a Safek Issa. Okay, that's what we have clear from this Ran, at least. Okay, so what's Pshat in the Machlekes? Right? So there's a Machna Ephraim that says that the Machlekes is totally on whether you say, and this is also, it is an interesting Sfarah, I'm telling you, in this Sugya, he says that there's an Indian of, we know that when Amirasa Gavaya can be Sarasa Lahadya. Right? When you just say something should be hektish, you don't have to do anything. It's like hektish grabs it already. So what about when it comes to Matnas Aniyan? When I say this should go for Aniyan, is it like if the Aniyan were kind already? Or is it, I still have to give it to the Aniyan?
It could become hektish. There's a separate level then. It could become hektish. The Aniyim still don't have it.
No, so let's say Hekdesh, but let's say you want to give it to the base of Hekdesh.
Yeah, but this Meiser isn't Meiser also Hekdesh?
Well, not Meiser Ani. I mean, Meiser goes to a lady, Truma goes to a guy.
You can put something aside for Meiser anything. Maybe I'm jumping the gun. Can you say this is Meiser Ani and it's Hekdesh? And it can only be collected by Aniyim?
You can
assign it to be Hekdesh and it could be connected.
It could be you could, but. But is it like the ani was kainet already?
I know, that's the next.
Is it like the ani's kainet already? So the Machna Ephraim says,
Hektish belongs to the base of Hektish.
Like this.
It doesn't
go to the base of Hektish, but I think I know what you're trying to say. But I think you're saying that when you separate Meister Ani, I think you're saying when you separate Meister Ani, is it like that has to go to the ani already? Mm-hmm. So yeah, everyone masks that it has to go to the ani. The shaila is whether
can
the ani. Right, so that's the shaila. Was the ani kind of that thing already?
Or is it in limbo now?
Exactly. That's the shaila. Right. That's the shaila, right? Yeah.
Why is it different than our first case in the Mishnah of whether or not you say this and this? Are we saying is it already or
no? You're right. No, it's for sure a nether.
Right.
That means you for sure have to give it. The question is, does it already belong to the guy?
Yeah. Okay. So so the way the Machne Ephraim says it, he says that the Rajba holds that when you just say something should go for Aniyim, that Aniyim were not kind of. So therefore, you still have a chiyuv to give it. So it's shayach for you to be over bayacha. So therefore, the Rajba learns that it's a suffik isser. But the Ran learns what?
The last thing you just said.
That the whole shayla is when you say something should go to Aniyim. Is it like the Aniyim were kainet, just like by Hektish? When you say something should be Hektish, Hektish is kainet the second that you're done talking. So you can be mailing it, whatever the halachas are. So, but when you say, maybe, I don't know, when you say something should go with Paraniyim, so the Rajba holds, according to Machan Ephraim, the Rajba holds that it does not go automatically to the Aniyim. Because, and therefore you're still shy for them to be over by Yachal. Because it's not like I gave it. If you hold that, as soon as I say it, as if I gave it to them, so then it's not shy for you to be over by Yachal.
Right.
So he says no. It's as if it's not as if they're kainet already, and therefore it's shy to be over by Yachal. So therefore it's a suffix yisurah. But he says, but the Ran holds no. It's as if it's already given to the Aniyim. So therefore the only shaila is, was it given to the Aniyim or not? So that's a shaila suffix mamon, not a suffix yisurah. Okay. But
now you see that this dafan spayachel that really that the isra of aniyim that when we according to the what we were talking about the bayachel that really in the mammon part there is no isra. It's dafka on this secondary thing of bayachel, meaning there's you have to give it, but that's the mammon part, and there's a separate thing of
bayachel. Right? Yeah. So
that would answer Meiser Ani also, right?
Because Meiser Ani, as soon as you...
That doesn't need... That already belongs to that name. there's
no. So then why is there mice? Why is there not a mice in the chavetz? Why is
that's
there?
That's why there's no. There is not a question of an iser. There's no iser. There's no. First of all,
Right, there's no bayach. Exactly. So, but the kasha that I saw this also, I saw because Rami asked this kasha of Machane Ephraim. He says, wait. So according to the Ran, it's not shaykh to be by Yachol. If I say I'm not sure whether this is gonna, let's say you go like the Ran, and the Ran says no. As soon as you say you should go to the Aniyim, so the Aniyim are kainet, so it's not shaykh to be by Yachol. If you never give it to the Ani, so he says, of course it's shaykh to be by Yachol. It's a very nice far, but the Maisa, you have to still give it to the Ani.
You do?
That's because Rav says, yeah, like, how can you get that? How can you ignore Bayachal? Like, you can't keep it in your basement the rest of your life. No.
What exactly is this in Bayachal? Not to go against your work,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So he says, even if you play with this lump, it's always as if the Ani has it. As if the Ani has it, but you have to give it to the Ani.
Maisa doesn't have it.
Yeah, you have to give it to the Ani. It's all like hectish. You gotta give it to the Ani.
Yeah.
That's because Rav asked. I think I didn't bring it. I'm pretty sure that's what he asked. And anyway, here's the real bomb. This is the real bomb. So we'll save it for the end. This shach brings down the Tshuvas HaRashba. Okay? Now the Rashba the whole time is going, according to the Ran, that's the Safek Yisur L'chumah. There's a Rashba that has a shayla that Mamish says completely the opposite. Completely the opposite. He says it's 100% a Safek Mamayim. It's 100% Safek Mamayim. And this is the Lashon over here. He says... take a look, almost exactly where I left off. Umayata. Umayata is the first word on the line. Umayata. It's a whole shayla over there in the Tshuvas HaRashba, but I don't want to get involved in all the time. But it's a whole shayla over there. At the end of the day, it was a suffix whether somebody wanted to make hekdesh or give to Aniyim all his money and not be yarsh, not give anything to his yarsh. The guy died, whatever, the whole shayla over there. Okay, so Zok the Rashba. Umayata. Bein behektish aniyin, bein behektish beis hakneses, einai hektish, kol shehu safek betchilosa yimchal amlav. V'yesh cheskes mamin kenegdei. Amir nukim amayin v'cheskes mari. Doesn't make a difference. Whether it's a hektish aniyin, hektish beis hakneses, doesn't matter. It's handling mamin. And then if you go a few lines before that, right opposite the Vav, he says, Ein Eir by Sveket the Yisura L'chumra. We don't say Sveket the Yisura. It's not a Safek Isser. He Mamish goes, like, Mamish, if you read this Tshuvas HaRashba, it's like not the same person talking. He says, there's no tzad in the world to say Safek Man Saniyim is Isser. So what, this is Mamish Astira, right? The Rashba here says, by Nedarim, since it's a Safek Isser, you got to go L'chumra. And over here in this tshuva, Himamish throws the whole thing out. He says, no, Safek Hektish, Hektish basic Nessus, you're involved in Hektish, it's not called the Safek Yisur. I just want to say one spar that maybe we can answer this, okay? Here there's a difference in this, when you say, that when you say Muchzik, right? When do we say if someone's a Muchzik and you have a Shaila, you say, oh, we don't want to, we uki mamayna b'cheska svar, right? What's the Safek here? The Safek here, what is, whether there is a partial nadar. The suffix is not what his intention is. The suffix is whether there is yadis. Is there yadis by tzedakah or not? Is there this partial yadis? And why are left off with the tekel? Every other suffix in the world, when you have a suffix mamon, the shayla is not whether there is a partial of matnas aniyim, or whether there's a partial of being, you can make hektish the basic nesses, or whatever, any, or the shayla, usually the shayla is, what was the guy's intention? What was the, you know, what happened, whatever. You know, that's the suffix. The suffix is not whether there is a partial b'chal of giving to an ani, or whatever it is. This shayla nedarim is a suffix whether there is a partial yadis. This is not called a suffix mamon. You can't say that it goes into chazaka. This is a suffix of whether there's a partial yadis. When it ends up with a teiku, you can't say, oh, it's a suffix moment, so you go lekula. All
right.
Because here, it? The shaila is whether there's bechlal, the parsha, and the darim.
So what is it then?
It's a suffix isser. It's a suffix isser because here the whole suffix is whether there is a parsha of yadis. There is a parsha of the darim, of yadis of the darim, by tzedakah. Normally the suffix is, like in the Rajma's case, the suffix was, what was the guy's intention? The guy said a certain language. So did he mean that all the money should go to the Yarshim? Or does he mean all the money should not go to the Yarshim? Or did he mean that he should leave over some money for the Yarshim? What did he mean? So there we say, that's not what we say, Suffolk Manas Hanim goes
to. But even if there's a parsha of Yodis, we still have a Suffolk whether he means, when he says about Dane, if that, it's like a double Suffolk, no?
What?
By Yodis. The Shiloh there was what he said.
No, but if there's Yodis, right?
Let's say there's Yodis.
Then it's for sure he's giving to Tzedakah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, now the whole Gemara Shaila was whether we say Yodis by Tzedakah. Yesh Yodis. Yeah, I know, but if you hold of Yodis, right, then that was a whole Gemara Shaila. Is there Yodis by Tzedakah or not?
I mean, that's cool. If there's Yodis, right, then it's okay.
If there's Yodis, then you would say that he needs to give Tzedakah.
Got it.
So I'm just saying that the Suffolk is in Gansan, it's in Gansan under Suffolk here.
Yeah, but the Gemara over there, when the Suffolk part, the Shiloh, whether or not maybe he didn't mean to say it, the Yodis, is that we said that he meant this but not that.
Right, that's what you're saying. So I don't, see, we wouldn't, if you would be a partial of Yodis by the Dharm, we wouldn't have that child. The only reason why he had that child is that if there's no partial of Yodis, then maybe he means this. Maybe. I don't know, you know.
Maybe he means, but maybe, in other words, the question is how can we understand his words? Yeah. We definitely know what he means, right?
Well, I mean,
we definitely know what he means. It's a question in Hilchos Dibor.
Oh, yeah. Right? That's
true.
Yeah.
Say something like that. Make more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then also, I'm saying that's why Maisharani. Maisharani, there's no. Maisharani, the Suffolk, that's the Suffolk. The Suffolk is whether this was given Maisharani or not. The Suffolk is whether this is, not whether there's a parsha of Maisharani. The Shiloh, the Suffolk is nailed in this moment. What's the deal with this moment? Is this moment a Maisharani or not? Then we say Chazakas, Maisa Chavarevi, we throw all the sparse we want in it. But here, the Suffolk is not nailed in the moment. The Suffolk is there a parsha of Yodis in the Torah when it comes to Tzedakah? It has nothing to do with the money that's sitting on the table.
If there is, then it's
Zichur Tzedakah. Yeah, if there is, it's Zichur Tzedakah. So that's called a Suffolk Yisurah. Yeah, I'm just saying that it's completely different Suffolk than you normally have. You normally have a Suffolk of what's the matzav with this money in front of us. Does the guy mean to give it to Tzedakah? Is it Maisharani? You know, what happens with his money? Here, the Shiloh is not Lilith in the money. The Shiloh is there a parish of Yadis? There's a parish. Yeah.
When this whole thing of Yadis, whether Yadis is by Tzedakah that we learn from Kabbalists or not, is that, do we learn Bataker if it's like Kabbalists, or are there Bataker no matter what?
Yeah, it seems Bataker no matter what.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. All right,
Shkaya. Who talks about the Stira? You saw the people talk about the Stira in the Rashba?
Yeah, this is the whole thing.
I'm not fighting about the